Swearing, smut, filth, sexual innuendo, or anything LGBTQI++ related, then please fuck off now. If you're still here, strap on in, pun intended, and enjoy the ride. Good afternoon. That licking is not either of us. I'd just like to say our dog is licking himself. Jeepers creepers.
What a way to start a podcast.
Oh, well. I think he's finished now, so we're all good. Cool. So we're week 9 of lockdown, so fun times. But today was the first day we're allowed to go out more than once from the house, so
we were allowed to escape each other,
yeah, which was bloody delightful.
Yeah,
I went for a run and then we both went for a walk with Reggie, and you went for your own little walk earlier, didn't you?
It was not little for a 21 week pregnant lady. It was not a little walk.
You ain't no lady, sweetheart.
All right, for a 21 week pregnant butch lady.
Butch lady.
I'm a butch lady.
Butch lady, love it. So we are just going to freestyle as per usual and just chat probably random shit that no one cares about.
Speak for yourself, for that.
I will and I am. But we're going to talk about Pride today. So what was the first Pride you ever went to and how was it, and what was your experience?
The first Pride that I ever went to was Euro Pride. With my two friends.
Where was Euro Pride?
So Euro Pride is held, I think it's like every year, it's in a different country in Europe, obviously. And it was in London, and I was 18, so that must have been 2006. And me and my friend Emma and Karis all went to London. Me and Karis lied to our parents and said that we were going shopping in London. I went and picked her up, and then we went to Pride. And it was amazing. Didn't take any sun cream. Got so burnt. So burnt. And we almost got interviewed on, like, Swedish TV. And, like, these people were, like, walking around, like, interviewing people. And then they were like, oh, you guys are a cute couple, to me and Karis. And I was like, oh, yeah, great. And, like, just started chatting because I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to be on TV. And then Karis was like, we're not in a couple. And I was like, oh, for God's sake, could have been on TV. It was just like,
so you're just faking it before you make it, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but it was so amazing, like, to be from Suffolk, which is like a really, really rural place. It's 99.9% white people. Like, to be in London and to be surrounded by, you know, ethnically diverse people, and like, I'd never seen guys wearing arseless chaps before, and just all these, like, really amazing, like, gay people. I was just in my element. And I remember getting home quite late, because obviously Pride finishes quite late, and then I was sober the whole day because I had to drive my car to and from the train station. My mum was like, so where's all your shopping then?
Awkward.
And I was like, oh, I didn't buy anything. And she was like, mm-hmm. It was Pride today in London, wasn't it? And I was like, oh.
Busted.
I was like, yeah. She was like, I don't understand why gay people need Pride. Straight people don't have Pride. But I mean, that was, you know, that was 14 years ago. My mum's not like that now, but, you know, it was a bit like, awkward. How about you? What's the first Pride that you ever went to?
I tried to rack my brains. I think my first Pride was probably London as well. We do have more local ones. But I think I was 16, 17, went up with a load of older kind of queer people from our community, took the train, got drunk on the train, carried on drinking on the underground, carried on drinking in the park. Yeah, I mean, it was cool. I got off with a girl, which was like, yeah, I was like, oh my God. So yeah, It was kind of one of those where my mate pulled her mate, so then I just had to pull the other one, just because that's just how it rolled back then.
That's just what you do.
That's just what I did, apparently. But yeah, I was like really naive. I had no idea. It was like my first proper experience of being in a big city, constantly feeling like, you know, a bomb's going to go off, and constantly feeling like we're going to get beaten up for being gay and for being proud and for being daring to walk down the streets, feeling
What? I've never felt like that in London. Like, I get scared when I take the tube, but apart from that, like, I've never, that's when I first moved to London, but I've never really felt like scared to walk around London or be in London. I think other places are a little bit scarier because London's so diverse. I've never had anyone shout anything me in the street in London.
You have, when I've been with you, when we're in Soho, that guy was like, fucking dykes! And
That's not when I lived in London, that's when you and I were visiting.
Like, still a place though, isn't it?
I know, but when I lived there, I never experienced any homophobia.
Yeah, well, that's good. I think it was more
homophobia in Salisbury.
I think it's more because the IRA bombs that had gone off in the Admiral and things like that were playing on my mind. So it wasn't as in a terrorist.
You're a bit older than me, aren't you? So.
Yeah, so considerably older. 4 blooming years that you never let me live down. But yeah, so I think that's probably why, because we were very aware of things that have happened, and it certainly brings home that we weren't actually accepted in society, and it was quite a different thing, and being different wasn't accepted, and it wasn't, you know, the norm, and it was going against the grain, and it was, you know, we were considered by some people, not all people, but some people considered us to be freaks, and, like, you know, we were quite outrageous with dress and, you know, colours, and quite vivacious, and, you know, just basically fuck you, we're here, we're queer, get used to it kind of situation, which was awesome to be a part of, and it really made you feel empowered and, you know,
whereas I think I amazing. Joined the whole kind of pride thing when it became more commercialised.
Yeah, and I think it's more trendy. Pride
kind of got diluted a little bit. I think in recent years it's probably become a little bit more important. With the highlighting of countries where, the death penalty is still in place for gay people, and just kind of gay rights in general being highlighted because of countries that have made marriage equal. But I think kind of the message of pride is coming back a bit, but it is massively commercialised now.
Yeah, it is. We went to London Pride 2 years ago in 2018, I think, and it was when there was lesbians protesting against trans people being part of the LGBT, which was outrageous. We didn't quite understand what was going on, that there were these women in the front. Pride seemed to start a bit oddly, and we're all kind of like, don't quite get what's going on. And it was like L without the T, and, like, from my perspective, horrific. And I can't understand, and I will not condone anyone who believes, if you're already in a minority, that you can then kind of be prejudiced against people within our own community. Like, trans people have formed part of the LGBT movement from the start. And it was trans people who were in Stonewall who were starting the movement and uprising against, you know, being hated, effectively. So, yeah, that to me was pretty shocking in this day and age that that happened. And, you know, I think it was quite confusing. I don't think it was necessarily dealt with correctly. It's quite, freedom of speech versus hate is quite a fine line, and I don't think that potentially the police understood what their message was.
I don't think the police could have arrested them, because they weren't physically threatening anybody.
Yeah, they don't have to, but they're also, like, spreading hate, effectively. But I don't know what words they were using. We could barely hear what they were saying, so I don't know if they'd maybe said anything more controversial.
But there is a very fine line, isn't there, between, and I completely, you know, don't condone what they did, absolutely don't agree with anything that they did, but you know, there is a very fine line between, as you say, hate and freedom of speech. And, you know, they could have arrested them, but then they would have got all the headlines, wouldn't they? Like,
yeah,
these people have been arrested, da-da-da-da-da, and then they would have kicked off and been like, look, our freedom of speech is being taken away, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. So, you know, most people in the crowd were kind of, like, looking at them, or they were, like, booing them because they didn't agree with them. And then Tom Daley came with his amazing blue feathers.
Yeah, he was supporting Barclays, so I literally called him over. I just summoned him and was like, Tom, come over. And literally got a photo, didn't we? And you were like, oh my God, I cannot believe you just did that. And I'm like, yep. I somehow have a kind of presence. I managed to get celebrities to kind of come over and I get my little selfie with them. Sad but true, I bloody love it.
So what's your favourite Pride that you've ever been to?
Oh, good question. My two favourites are for different reasons. So Manchester, but this is going back 10 years ago now. So they do a 4-day weekend that was always absolutely incredible. From people who I know that live in the Manchester queer community, they feel it's getting too commercialised. The ticket prices are ridiculous. They're excluding, you know, minorities in the LGBT community, i.e. people who can't afford to buy tickets. So, you know, you're then excluding a whole section of our community from being able to go, which I don't agree with.
I think, was the parade ticketed, or do you mean the event after?
The event, so it's 4 days. So you could stand on the street and watch the parade go by, which was phenomenal when I was there. There was a pink tank, an actual full-size tank that was spray-painted, bright pink. It was fantastic. I bloody loved it. So you could go and see that, but kind of where all the drinking and partying and everything happens, it's within Canal Street, and all of that is cordoned off, and you have to be able to have a weekend a wristband or a band for the day that you particularly want to go. So yeah, Liberty X were there when I went, which were incredible as well. That's how long ago it was. Sexy, everything about you so sexy.
Do you sing that to yourself in the mirror? No, hell
no. Are you seeing me? Definitely not. But yeah, so that was awesome in terms of the whole location of where it is, the partying, the kind of 4 days of getting drunk with your mates. I was in my early 20s. Like, yeah, cracking weekend all in all. And my other one that will never kind of leave me, I don't think, is Brighton. We're very lucky. We have friends who are in the ambulance service, in CCAMS, and we get to parade as support friends and family of the ambulance service. So we are in the parade with them, supporting the NHS and the ambulance.
Which Brighton are you referring to?
Oh, all of them. Like, honestly, just being able to go and see everybody appreciate and cry and shake your hand and be completely moved by the fact that, you know, ambulance service have a massive heart, you know, are part of people's hearts in everyday life. And I think being able to show how many LGBTQI++ people there are within the ambulance service who service people day in, day out, 24/7, all throughout the year, 365 days, like, it really, I think, hammers home to people that, you know, we're all different people, we're all different colours, we're all different races, we're all, you know, effectively, we bleed the same, any illnesses or issues that we have. Like, it doesn't matter who's patching you up, like, it's about care, and it's about, you know, providing that care to people in the community. And then the parade goes up to Preston Park. We then get changed out of our ambulance kind of uniforms for people who are in the ambulance service, and we have our kind of friends and family t-shirts, get changed and then hit the park. And we have seen some phenomenal people. We've seen Britney Spears, we've seen Kylie Minogue, who's my absolute all-time favourite, I love her.
So my two favourite prides, I'm just going to cut in there, are both at Brighton. So the first Brighton Pride I ever went to was in 2007. That was when I'd finished my first year at university. Oh my God, it was amazing. I went with like all of my mates from uni, all of the kind of cricket girls and hockey girls and football girls. and we stood by Preston Park Fire Station on the corner.
Yeah.
And we literally just got absolutely ruined. Literally ruined.
Your vagina or?
No, not my vagina.
Hammered.
But Emma was there as well, and yeah, just had a massive party, and it was just such a great way to end my first year at uni and just be out, like properly out, and not really worry that my mum was going to catch me going to Pride or whatever. It was just so much fun. And that was before they ticketed it, so anyone could go into the park. So we basically just snuck our cannies in and just got really, really drunk.
Back in the day.
Yeah, and then my favourite Pride with you has got to be when we saw Britney Spears at Brighton. The fact that we'd seen her in Vegas, like, the December before, and then she was at Brighton. It was just crazy. It was almost like she'd forgotten where the hell she was.
Yeah, she totally did.
The only problem was, and, like, obviously I do not have a problem with straight people. Love straight people. Parents are straight people. Most of our friends are straight people. Like, great. But the thing is, if you come to Pride, which you're fully entitled to do, you got to camp it up, sweetheart. Like, literally, Britney came out, first song she's doing, you got to work, bitch. And literally, this straight girl next to me was like, oh my God, why would she open that with this song? And I was like, oh my God, you need to stop there. You need to either shut the fuck up and move away from me. Like, no. This
hashtag
is a great song.
Not all straight people. It's just that one. We didn't have any issues with anybody else. It was just her.
And then we just made loads of random friends around us, and we were just literally
loving life.
So fucking smashed. Like, it was just great. And then trying to get a fucking taxi back to our accommodation was
redunculous.
Redunculous. But the year before, the first year that we went to Brighton Pride and we saw Pet Shop Boy.
Yeah, there was only one Pet Shop Boy.
I think we played Eye of Never in the student accommodation until like 2 or 3 in the morning the night before the parade. It was just insane.
Yeah. It was a good time though. But yeah, I always think that Brighton Pride is a bloody good weekend. We don't bother with a ticket on the Sunday, we just do the Saturday.
Sunday is go and have a dirty fry up and then go to Jack Will's sale.
And buy nothing.
Shut up, I bought loads.
The year before we bought loads, but last year was crap. It's rubbish.
And then we drive home, hungover.
Yeah.
And usually go to Gran Canaria a couple of weeks after that.
Yeah, that's true.
I would love to go to Gran Canaria, summer or winter Pride. I would love it.
Oh my God, I wouldn't. It looks absolutely horrific. I could not stand that. You would never stand that in a million years.
Just to do it once. If I was drunk, I'd be able to deal with it.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
You wouldn't. Anyway, we've got a baby on the way, so that ain't gonna happen now.
It is.
There's no way that we're going for Pride with
a baby.
Right. Well, then it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, we'll go a couple of years later. The reason that we're talking about Pride is because, unfortunately, obviously because of coronavirus, a lot of Prides have had to be cancelled, which is really sad because you meet up with friends that you meet at Pride. Like, we met Roger on the train on the way to London Pride.
Oh, yeah. We were going to London Pride.
Awesome.
There was a guy who was in his late 70s,
yeah.
Late 70s, I'd say. And he had a walker and he was on his own and he had the most awesome whole Pride get-up. So he had basically like a flag shirt, flag shorts, flags in his hair, like absolute legend. So I went, oh, pretty sure you're going where we're going. And he was like, oh, hello. Anyway, we got him to come and sit with us because why not? Like, it's kind of sensitive community.
We had a group ticket as well. Why are you telling me to shut the fuck up? This happened years ago. We're not going to get in trouble now. Basically, one of our mates was meant to be coming with us, but he was ill or something. And then we had a group ticket. So I was like, we need to find somewhere on the train to sit with us, otherwise we'll get fined. Because I worry about shit like that. Ellie was like, it'll be fine. No one will even check our ticket.
Yeah.
They did. They did check our tickets and Roger, luckily, was sat with us and it was all fine.
Yeah. I'm all for breaking the rules in the moment, but I just don't like to disclose it on a podcast, really. So that didn't happen.
No, it was
but Roger was awesome. And then we helped him because it's about an hour and a half train journey from where we met him to get to London Waterloo. And then we helped him to go from Waterloo all the way up to Oxford Street, basically, didn't we?
Yeah, and then he went and met up in the same pub as us. Do you remember? We went to Weatherspoons, the Green Man, on near Soho. Went and had our fry up, like our £4 fry up, which was
so shabby.
Yeah, really pipe with it. And he was in there with all his little gay mates.
Yeah,
it was just hilarious.
He was from the gay Christian choir. So yeah, he had a bus and stuff that he was going
to
be on.
He messages us from time to time when we go to other prides, and he's like, "Can you get me a program?"
Bless him.
Bless him.
He's cute. But yeah, so
the reason that I brought this up is because last night I saw that there's an event on Facebook called Global Pride 2020, which is online because obviously we have to social distance and, you know, not be too
so when is
touching
that?
Each other and stuff like that. It's on Saturday the 27th of June. It's an all day thing. You can just sign up, and I think you can kind of like dip in and dip out of things, and there are lots of different people posting and presenting or whatever, but it's just a nice way to be involved in the community and to attend a pride when you can't physically attend.
So are people going to be with their arseless chaps just generally, like,
what, on the
screen? On video, like, how's it going to work?
What do you mean, how's it going to work?
Is it like streaming? Is it like, are there acts that are going to be on there?
Well, at the moment, they're just seeing how many people are interested. And they said that they'd keep us updated with what's going on. But there's 4,100 people going at the moment. And they've got loads of other Pride associations involved. So the International Association of Pride, Canada Pride, European Pride Organisation, so Euro Pride, US Pride, UK Pride, and Germany Pride. So, like, lots of, you know, global
international
things.
Pride people. Well, hopefully it'll take off and you know, be something we can actually get involved with, because I think what we're lacking is that sense of community, because we're all quite siloed in our everyday lives. Like, we can do Zoom calls with people we know, but
well,
I feel
the dating app are doing lots of things online. They're doing like speed dating or watching a film with other gay people.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
They're doing like loads of like little bits and pieces, but I think, you know, like Stonewall are doing stuff like that as well. So
it must be really hard for people who are single, who maybe live on their own or live with a friend, and they haven't got that sense of community around them or support network or people who, you know, can.
Well, yeah, and you feel used to going out and dating and
Grindr, bing, bing, bing.
Yeah, that's got to be hard, especially if you're, you know, you enjoy sex. Like, that's got to be quite hard, or even just meeting new people, like, it's got to be really, really hard.
Yeah, the amount of wanking that must be going on must be pretty bloody high. No wonder all the tissues and bog roll went.
And on that bombshell.
Yeah, it's mental. But I think that's one of the things. I was watching can't remember what programme it was. There's a programme where gay guys were effectively meeting to be able to be social, so not in a sexual way at all, but just to be able to find a sense of community, because so many gay establishments have closed and there's nowhere for people to be able to meet like-minded people, and to just have that kind of friendship and sense of community. So they were meeting up just to chat and, you know, have basically a tea, cup of coffee, and, you know, talk to people in the community.
Like, obviously the internet caused a lot of that to happen, but I feel like this coronavirus is going to cause a lot of gay spaces that have survived to also be in financial
difficulty,
which is really sad. So, yeah.
That is sad. Hopefully the government grants that they're giving out for businesses will extend and help those businesses stay afloat. But yeah, that is a scary prospect if something like this does take away even more of the community that we're already dwindling numbers. Soho is, you know, really low in terms of how many establishments it used to have. But yeah.
So support Global Pride on the 27th of
June. Yeah, support Global Pride, but also every Pride when we're back up and running. I know our local Pride have looked to change it from it's going to be June and they've put it to September. Now, September might even be optimistic and it might not happen.
Yeah, they've got that guy from the X Factor singing. What was his name?
I don't know.
Gary Malone or something Malone.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up whilst we're...
Something Malone. Steve Malone?
Chris Malone?
Bugsy Malone.
Bugsy Malone? Shut up.
Please tell me you've seen that film.
Bugsy Malone?
Yeah.
I've heard of it, I've never seen it.
Oh my god. You haven't lived, there's so many childhood films that you need to like get up to
speed.
I was out
running around in my childhood. I wasn't sat in front of a TV.
Yeah, I was running around and sat in front of a TV.
You were running around and falling over because you didn't have any glasses.
I am very clumsy. Clumsy clits, petty. Right,
It's Chris Maloney. Happy days.
Chris Maloney?
Yeah, it's Malone. Got a Y on the end. Maloney.
Maloney, okay.
The guy goes really, really red in the face.
Okay.
Great. I'm so excited.
Thanks for that chat.
But also...
Worth the wait.
Gay Pride in Salisbury, if it is ahead, is going ahead, is like 4 days after I'm due to give birth, so...
Yeah. So it might not happen. Who knows? We might not. It might not happen because we're not going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Like, we're the most arrogant. Important people.
As
to
if...
be fair, you'll probably be the loudest person there anyway.
I'm always the loudest person wherever I am.
I mean, the last time we went to one of their events... You ended up on stage singing, like it was awesome.
That is so true. That is...
I enjoyed watching you sing. Why are you doing like, stop talking, Sam?
Because it was just quite funny because my friend paid £6 for a ticket to go in, which is meant to be to help Salisbury Pride take off. And she then was like, I paid £6 to watch you sing.
That was a great night.
It was hilarious. But yeah, that's kind of story of my life. Something random happens and I end up being on stage. God damn it. Oh, that's Reggie. That's our dog. He's like, shut up, I'm trying to sleep, man. Bless him. Oh, right, okay. Well, anything else you wanted to add? No, you are done. Put a fork in me. I am done. Alrighty, we will leave you to it. If you've got any questions, topics for us to discuss, or you want to feature on our podcast, give us a shout.
Oh my god, I'd love to have a guest.
Yeah, I think we should have a guest.
We would love to be a guest. We would love to interview you over Zoom.
As long as you've got something exciting to say, or do an exciting job or something in the community, I don't want to just talk to a random about nothing. We need a subject matter.
Says the girl who randomly strolls into this podcast.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Not wrong with that at all.
Right. Well, if you're a queer, gay person or a supporter of the LGBTQ
ally,
community, like,
lesbian,
we want to hear from you.
Or trans person, any of the above. And you've got something interesting to say, because we clearly don't.
I do. Just ramble. Speak for yourself.
I am. All right. Cool. Anything from you?
Well, it's bye-bye from me.
It's bye-bye from me. All right, my lovers. See you later. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to Spill the LGBT. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you haven't done so already, please rate, review, share and subscribe, as that helps other listeners find this podcast. For you fabulous, positive, constructive people, feel free to reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram. There you can help give us topics, link us to exciting people to speak with or interview, or give us things to discuss in future episodes. This is a podcast for our community, so want it to be engaging. Thanks very much.
Latest, my lovers.